We're number one. It's a claim often made by supporters of various schools and colleges. But in the case of Indian River State College, that claim could soon be true. IRSC has been named one of 10 finalists from 1,200 colleges like it throughout the nation to vie for that very top ranking. Students, faculty, staff, and community leaders gathered to celebrate this announcement. The award comes through the Aspen Institute. It describes itself on its website as an education and policy studies organization with a mission to foster leadership based on enduring values and provide a nonpartisan venue for dealing with critical issues. IRSC President Dr. Edwin Massey says colleges must be invited to participate.
They dig very deep into your processes. They dig very deep into what instructors are doing in the classroom in terms of not only teaching the skills necessary in a course, but are you walking away with the broader skills of critical thinking and judgment and those kinds of characteristics that allow you to be successful on the job and in life.
And IRSC has met that criteria, says student Ashley Gilbert. She's president of the student government. She admits when she started on her human services degree, there were times she wondered if she'd make it. But she says she always got help when she needed it.
I saw teachers coming in early, leaving late. They had office hours that were always available to us. We had access to them. We had access to the ASC lab, everything that we needed was available.
With the help of scholarships, only about 13% of IRSC students need loans. That's an important statistic to State Senator Joe Negron. He helped make the Aspen Award announcement.
And that's not just us saying it. That's judged by a very credible third party looking at colleges and evaluating them on really good criteria. Do students graduate on time? Do they get jobs? Do we help students who have challenges overcome those challenges in their educational goals? So this is really a great day for Indian River State College and for our entire community.
Representatives of the Aspen Award will visit IRSC the end of the month. Dr. Massey says they'll talk to employees and students and take a look at how things run.
So they will interview all of these people across the institution, and then they will take all that information from all 10 colleges, and they have an expert panel jury, they call it, that will actually get together, compare everything that everybody had to say about each of their site visits and interviews, and they will arrive at a finalist.
Just being in the top 10 colleges in the nation is an honor. State Representative Carrie Pigman says the community is the real winner.
For me, it's about bringing that educational opportunity to the communities where my people live so they can benefit from those opportunities. Just like they were talking here, education is the way to advancement, to a better life. If we can bring that more into the community, everyone benefits.
We won't know who finally gets to call themselves number one until the spring. If you'd like to know more about the Aspen Award, we'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.